And now, from the Lithia Body and Paint Sports Desk, powered by BMW of Des Moines, this is an X's and O's update on 1460 KXNO.
And I'm Trent Condon. We start in Des Moines. The Iowa Cubs walk it off against New Orleans.
Pitch, and that's crushed. Left field, way back, Galloway track, goodbye, ball game over.
Alex Cohen with the call, Dixon Machado with the walk-off homer. The I-Cubs welcome in Oklahoma City for the weekend. To the Major League squad, the big Cubs in action against Pittsburgh.
That ball will get down. Hayward will score. Cubs lead 1-0.
The call from the Cubs television network. They return to action today at 1:20 against the Angels. In St. Louis, the Cardinals finish off a four-game sweep of the Dodgers.
That ball will get down. Hayward will score. Cubs lead 1-0.
The call from Fox Sports Midwest. The Cardinals back in action tomorrow against Cincinnati. And the Iowa Wild back in action tonight and tomorrow against Chicago and Rockford. The Wild sit in fourth place in the Central Division, looking to lock up a playoff bid.
Live from the Wild Rose Casino in Jefferson Studios. You'd rather be here. This is 1460 KXNO.
Streaming live from coast to coast on iHeartRadio. This is 1460 KXNO.
All right, Miller and Condon, welcome back. Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO. NBA playoffs begin this weekend. NHL is underway. MLB continues on, and the Masters is in the second round. There's been some movement at the top of that leaderboard. Phil Mickelson. Bryson DeChambeau leads the way. He is 7-under, but Phil Mickelson is 1-under for the day and now one off the lead, tied with Brooks Koepka at 6-under. So Americans 1-2-3 on the Masters leaderboard at this moment. Why did I mention that? Well, that's going to be one of the Claxons questions coming up here at about 11:45 or so. We will give away the Claxons barbecue, but DeChambeau, Mickelson, and Koepka at the top of the leaderboard.
Pretty good leaderboard.
I'll say Ian Poulter, Jason Day, Matt Kuchar lingering.
Not too bad. Tiger right after we go off the air.
Yeah, 12:49.
People probably maybe thinking of taking a late lunch, something like that. Get to see a little bit of Tiger later on, or maybe just get out early. How excited people get for these 2 days of the match?
The first 2 days?
Yeah. Especially today. Like yesterday, it gets going.
Good point. This would be the PGA.
Right. If you rate.
Right, yeah, right, yeah. Right. The Friday of Masters Week. I mean, clearly you want to be there Sunday. Saturday's movement day. Mm-hmm. Cut down day. Opening the first round. I think it was Sunday, Thursday, Saturday, Friday for me.
But there's a lot of people that'll say they don't want to be there Sunday.
Right.
Because you miss too much.
You do. You want. In fact, that's a great point.
So
I know
it might be
a lot of
Saturday.
People that leave for Sunday, want to get home after Saturday's round if they can.
I'd rank them Saturday, Thursday, Sunday, Friday.
To be there.
To be there.
Right.
To be on the grounds.
Yeah, it looks great.
You can put me there on a Monday.
Yeah, for
in
a
December.
Practice round. Right. Yeah, that's when I would like to see it. I would like to see it when the tournament's not there.
Well, when the women's amateur was happening there, I mean, that's a perfect opportunity that you could actually get on. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all have these pie in the sky that all of a sudden some guy's going to come in their private jet and say, hey, Condon, hop in. We're going to go down. We're going to play Augusta.
We got room for you.
Right. All right.
Can you get away?
I got my clubs here. I don't think they quite fit it. We'll make it work. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, and probably that attire that you're wearing is not going to pass the the test as well. All right, Trent, let's get into a couple of things. By the way, have you looked at the NBA playoff? Because it's the time, right?
It is.
And I'm sure that you probably have trying to assemble what you're going to do betting wise, but there's some decent matchups in the second round. If everything goes to plan, could be off the charts, right? We could see Celtics, Bucks, Raptors, Sixers. I'm assuming that's what we'll see. And out west, I mean, Rockets, Warriors would be a semifinal, right? Yes, it would.
Because the Rockets, with their loss, they fell to the 4 seed. Mm-hmm. So we'll see that in the conference semifinals. That at least puts a little more juice
in that one for sure.
Getting first round can be a dud at times.
Uh-huh.
I think on the local front,
Trent, there's a lot of Cyclones participating in this tournament here.
George Yang with the Jazz.
Yeah. Mitru Long, Abdul Nader,
Deontay Burton, Monte Morris.
Burton's still with the Thunder? He was up and down throughout the year.
And I don't know if officially what their playoff
roster. But Abdul Nader is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
George Niang is. Monte Morris is. So, yeah, pretty good representation of former Cyclones in the NBA playoffs.
I think I'm looking forward to that Nuggets-Spurs series. You got the old guard, the new guard.
Yeah.
I just like watching Jokic play. He's a big dude that handle. He's Arvydas Sabonis. What we heard back in the day about Arvydas Sabonis before.
Yeah, he's Arvydas Sabonis without the knee problems.
Right, before he came over and he was such a limited player. Uh-huh. And he was still incredible. I mean, a big guy that could pass like that. That's what he is. And you got Monte Morris, and you got that angle too, a guy that I've always enjoyed watching.
Played 82 games, Trent.
Yes.
Played in every single one of the Nuggets games.
Third best assist to turnover ratio in the league, I think, this year I saw.
He is second or third.
Yeah.
Yeah, but very good. I mean, unbelievable.
What a shocker, huh?
Yeah, really. And did so on a minimum contract, right? I mean, they didn't re-up him. He's going to make a ton of money. Good for him.
I said it from the get-go. Maybe he'll never be a star, but he is exactly what you want, that guy for a 10-12 year backup point guard. He's going to go in, he's going to run the team, he can get guys in the right spot, he's going to run your offense perfectly, it's not going to be a headache, he's going to be a good kid.
Mm-hmm.
He is the prototypical backup point guard that every playoff team should want in the NBA. He's perfect.
He's perfect, yeah.
He is perfect in that role.
Not going to hurt your team when he gets his opportunity.
And he
could
be a starter.
Well, he started a lot of games when the starting point guard was hurt.
But you're not going to win an NBA title, I don't think, with him as your starting point guard. Unless you got to have a ton around him for that to happen. But you can win a title when he's your backup. There's no doubt.
What about, let's localize it even further, because there is a head coach who was born in the state of Iowa, played his college basketball in the state of Iowa, cut his teeth in downtown Des Moines. Well, I shouldn't say that, because Nick Nurse was all over the place. Man, here's a kid who paid his, not a kid, here's a guy who's paid his dues and got rewarded by getting the head job with the Toronto Raptors. Now, Trent, they love their basketball up there, and it is hockey mad, Toronto. It is hockey crazed. But they pack that Air Canada Center for the Raptors night in and night out. And Nick Nurse from Iowa, I mean, think about that,
paid his
It's a long
dues.
Way from Carroll, Iowa to coaching in the playoffs of the NBA with a chance to go. I mean, they should get out of the first round, and then they would face Boston, right?
Yes, yes.
Which isn't going to be easy, but still.
The most talented team in the East.
Do you think they are?
Is Boston. Individual pieces. Yeah. They haven't meshed well.
Mm-hmm. Philly's got some guys, too.
Oh, yes, they do.
See, that's
Ben,
why...
Ben Simmons has been a guy that, the times that I've watched, I want more.
He doesn't shoot.
He can't shoot. That's fine.
Right.
He has limitations there. He looks like the same guy that I saw a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't made that leap. He hasn't. Yeah, the shooting aside, they're just.
But I love the way he brings the ball up the floor at that size.
Head of steam.
Yes.
Embiid. And there's talent there, too.
Butler.
Kyrie. Gordon Hayward has finally figured it out. Tatum. Brown.
Marcus Smart's hurt.
Smart is hurt, yeah. But they got a lot of dudes there, too.
They do. That's going to be a heck of a series.
To win the
At Boston, you did, or Toronto?
Plus 390.
Boston.
Price was too good to pass.
No, that is a good price on them. That is a really good price on them.
Because how much do you trust Toronto? We've seen this in the regular season.
Yep.
Different coach.
Yep.
Head coach.
That's always been the case, hasn't it?
But then get to the playoffs. Now, normally it was LeBron that would knock him off, but still.
He's not in their path anymore.
No, he
But the Celtics are, Trent. The Celtics are. What about Kawhi Leonard? Does it seem to... I mean, I haven't seen anything that says... No, I shouldn't say that. He likes the city of Toronto, but I haven't seen anything. You know what? This is what I'm going to call home for the next few years. I haven't seen that.
I have a feeling that he is still going to test free agency at the very least, and maybe he'll end up back there. I think he was surprised from some things that I've seen and read.
Trent's a beautiful city.
How much he enjoyed it.
Uh-huh.
This is a guy, played at San Diego State, a California kid, played in San Antonio, and... People had said, didn't like cold weather.
Right.
Then you get there.
And you're going to get cold weather.
You're going to get cold weather.
Yes.
But you get there, and you get used to it.
It's a wonderful city.
And then it's a great city on
top of
it. So at least a possibility
if
there.
If I had to rank them in my country, I would go Vancouver 1.
Okay. Ganja's legal there.
Is it? Well, that didn't factor into things, but that certainly doesn't change.
That's where I figured you were going.
Well, no, it's the whole country. It's legal.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
The whole country. It's legal now. Boy, Montreal is spectacular for different. Toronto's great. Vancouver, it's just beautiful. It's ocean. It's mountains. It rains a lot. But Montreal and Toronto tie. They're beautiful.
Where's
cities.
Thunder Bay?
In Ontario. Not far from. Well,
not in your list though.
No, God, no, 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 no. I mean, I think Regina would be bring up the rear. Winnipeg would maybe inch it out a little bit. I've never been to where Wigington's from, the Maritimes, Nova Scotia. I've never been out there. Newfoundland, PEI, Nova Scotia, those three. Never been there. But Montreal is beautiful, beautiful.
I've never been to Canada, so I can't help you.
You
at all.
Never crossed the border,
no,
huh?
No, I've never.
Well, we're not going this year because my team's not going anywhere.
And
I was dragging you, kicking and screaming up there to. I don't know if we would have got in, but we would have experienced it.
Next year.
I hope so. Sometime in my lifetime. Dylan Montz is next. We will switch gears. Iowa State conversation next with Dylan. Paul Allen, voice of the Minnesota Vikings, in about 15 minutes. Then Klaxon's giveaway. Oh, probably closer to 11:50 before we get to this. It's time to go for the green with KXNO and EKG Golf. Text the keyword water to 200-200 right now. Your chance to win $1,000 cash. That's water to 200-200. Standard message and data rate supply. Back with Dylan Montz and Paul Allen. It's Miller and Condon on Des Moines Sports Station 1460.
24-hour sports anywhere in the world on iHeartRadio. This is 1460 KXNO.
The heart is a blue. All right, welcome back. Miller and Condon, Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO with you. Here until noon, still to come, Dylan Montz momentarily. We're going to do Dylan and the voice of the Minnesota Vikings, Paul Allen, in the same segment. PA coming up in about 12 minutes. He's brought to us by our friends at Mr. Executive. Speaking of sponsors, we are brought to you each and every day by our friend Dr. Stephen Fuller, fullerdental.net. He's my dentist. If you haven't been to the dentist a while and you're just looking for in the market for a new dentist, or you move from one side of town to the other, or new to the area, Dr. Stephen Fuller, Fuller Family Dental, two locations in Eastern Polk County, 2822 East 29th Street, Des Moines, also in Altoona, 410 8th Street Southwest. Check them out online, fullerdental.net. There you can find your patient forms. Fill them out in advance of your appointment. That way you won't have to get there too much earlier than normal, and you need to fill out these forms. Gotta hate those words.
It's terrible.
It really is, isn't it? Oh, the problems that we have, Trent Condon. Let's get Dylan Montz in here. Iowa State covers them for the Ames Tribune, amestrib.com. Dylan has had a busy week, not only covering football, we'll get into that in a second, but had an opportunity to sit down with the athletic director at Iowa State, Jamie Pollard. Dylan, Trent, and Ken, thanks for coming in. How are you, Dylan?
Yeah, doing pretty well, guys.
Let's talk about your interview with Jamie Pollard. I believe it happened the same day as the announcement was made at Cyclones TV. Some of the content that normally was airing on that platform over the last couple of years is migrating in 2020 over to ESPN Plus. Is that what they're calling it? ESPN? No. Is it Plus?
Yeah, Plus.
ESPN Plus.
Yep.
Nonetheless, what were Pollard's response? Has this been something that has been in the works for a while, do you know, Dylan?
Yeah, it's actually kind of funny because I had taken a break from writing a couple other stories, and I was actually sitting down to listen to the interview you guys did with John Walters. And I had sent a message to Jamie Pollard earlier in the day, shortly after this Big 12 ESPN stuff started to come out, and then they had the release. And so I had sent him a message to talk to him about it, and you guys were just bringing John on, and he ended up calling me. So it wasn't a sit-down per se. It was just a few minutes of chit-chat, just kind of getting to the bottom what the Cyclones.tv component with this all was. But, the crux of it is that nothing's going to change for this upcoming year. Iowa State will enter into this ESPN Big 12 deal in 2020. So all the live rights, so games for football, men's and women's basketball, wrestling, If it's live content like that, it'll go over to ESPN Plus and be broadcast. But any replays of games, original content, media conferences, coaches, shows, those will all still remain on CyclonesSat TV. It'll just be the games, you know, from the sound of it, that are going to be shifting over to the ESPN platform.
From the sounds of it, Dylan, did you get the sense listening to him that, you know, in answering some of your questions, that maybe there were still some gray areas, still some things to work out that maybe he didn't have an answer to when you spoke with him?
Yeah, I think, you know, being so far out still, I think he said there were still some things to figure out in terms of what their partnership with MediaCom is going to be. You know, he said they still want to continue that, obviously, in some way. Obviously, with no games now on Cyclones.tv in 2020, that'll change maybe some of the parameters of it. But overall, they want to be able to continue that partnership to have that linear service. And then, obviously, you know, he kind of reiterated what I heard John tell you guys, that they're excited about this and that it's a good opportunity for the Cyclones.tv staff to kind of, you know, take this foray into an even larger platform, so to speak.
The question I think that still remains is the other component, and that's the MediaCom side of things.
Yep.
It's one thing to have press conferences and old games and highlights and things like that, but the actual games, that's what really gets people revved up and juiced up. And of the population that watches Cyclone TV, I'm going to guess the majority of them are strictly there for the live broadcast of games. With that going away, have you reached out or heard anything on the MediaCom side, how excited they're going to be after this year of continuing the relationship and probably the money they have to invest on that side without getting the live events?
Yeah, I think that's the big thing. And I haven't actually talked to anybody with MediaCom yet, but that is kind of the probably the biggest. Now that some of the initial Cyclones.tv questions have been answered, like, it's still going to exist. They're still going to have their staff. They're still going to produce content. Like you mentioned, it's the MediaCom component is the linear service. So it's kind of an easier way for people that have that, obviously, to go and watch this stuff. But now without games, does the partnership make sense for them? Mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest thing. So those are the kinds of things that Pollard was talking about. Like, here's the initial plan. This is going to happen. Games are going to be on ESPN Plus. But he said there's obviously things over the next several months and even year that they have to kind of iron out and work through.
What I think I pay, what, Trent, you remember, $99 a year?
Yep.
For, you wonder if that's going to stay. If they're cutting the games, I have to believe that their subscriber rate is going to go down, at least in that platform, internet-wise. And who knows? I mean, right now it's $4.99, I think we found for ESPN Plus. Will that go up as they continue to add to their content? So lots of things remain to be ironed out. For Iowa State's sake, the good news is there's going to be four schools that get to not be the guinea pig, that's not the right way, but to experience it before it's time for Iowa State and the other three schools that come along with them to move over in 2020, as Dylan mentioned. Well, Dylan, let's get to some of the other stuff. Onto the field, you've had a busy week. Boy, the Mike Rose story, you know, just as good as he was. I remember talking to you, Dylan, you know, in leading up to the season, and that was an area. And we thought we had the, you know, the linebacker position all figured out at the time, that how they were going to go, that it's going to be Orion Vance. He's the guy that everybody was talking about in the spring. And he certainly, when he had his opportunities last year during the season, you could see why they were excited. But all of a sudden, this freshman from Ohio, right, shows up, and man, oh man, he took that job there seemingly after spring football seemed to be going to go Vance's way. That's quite an accomplishment for a true freshman to get there in the summer.
Yeah, pretty unbelievable. And that kid, about this time last year, or maybe a little bit longer ago, was committed to Ball State and didn't have any Power 5 offers. And here he is, winds up at Iowa State. I remember the first time linebackers coach Tyson Bite had brought up his name, everybody kind of turned their heads a little bit because we obviously knew who he was, but for him to kind of assert himself into that conversation when the foregone conclusion was it would probably be Orion Vance in the middle, it was impressive. And then for him to start 13 games, be the third leading tackler on the team, and really just kind of hold the middle down there, it was just unbelievable. And yeah, the learning curve is so steep when you come in the summer, because you know, and it's kind of the same with Brock Purdy. He came in the summer too and was able to step in and obviously do what he did. But yeah, he's a really sharp kid. I think you can tell that when you talk to him, really humble. And that's kind of his approach this spring is, you know, this is kind of as funny as it sounds, him playing in 13 games, playing in the bowl game, you know, doing all he did. This is his first spring that he's going through. And so he said he was kind of nervous almost of what it was going to be like, which is hilarious. But I think that's kind of the approach that they want him to take. They want him to be confident, which he is, but also kind of recognize the areas he can grow in.
So another opportunity to talk to another coach and player, and you get to hear from the quarterback coach and Joel Gordon, along with my man, Rial Mitchell. Dylan, as we've talked the last few years, you know my excitement about him. What did you find out talking to Rial Mitchell?
Rial Condon kind of excitement, huh?
Oh, yeah, right? Baby boy Rial. I like how you're talking. What did you find out from him and then his quarterback coach and Coach Gordon?
Yeah, absolutely. And that was the first time that Rial had been made available to the media. So it was really kind of our first introduction to him almost. But, yeah, the big thing with him is they're preparing him and training him to be the number two quarterback right now. And obviously he was kind of thrown in there a little bit in the bowl game in that Blaze package that they had set up for him. And that was really his only time that he got in there and was able to you know, run around. But really they're kind of focused in on him, making sure he can kind of execute the offense from the quarterback spot and not necessarily be this guy that they throw in special packages and just have him run around. They want him, because he will be one snap away, you know, as all backup quarterbacks are. So they're having him be ready in that way, and it sounds like kind of, you know, he's embraced that. Him and Brock Purdy are helping each other, and quarterbacks coach Joel Gordon said, you know, he's made nice progress and kind of being in the thick of it last year, although he didn't play as much, but being there on game day, being in the huddles when the quarterbacks would run off the field and kind of talking through things is really kind of been invaluable for him as he's gone into this spring.
Dylan Motz from the Ames Tribune, amestrib.com is where you can read Dylan, Hayes Gardner, and, of course, Travis Hines. You know, Dylan, last thing for me, we talked about, you know, the tight end position, and, you know, my thought is what Charlie Kohler, where his ceiling might be. And, you know, Chase Allen, he was the, as a freshman, the all Big 12 runner-up at the tight end position. But there's more than just two in that spot, right? It's Kohler and Allen, but don't sleep on, I always mess his name up. Is it Sainer? 6'7", a big kid, and a redshirt sophomore as well, and they are high on him.
Yeah, Dylan Sainer. He's a redshirt junior now.
Junior, right. Yep.
Yep. He's been on their special teams units, and he was kind of waiting in the wings a little bit behind Sam Steenbuckner last year in that F position, which is essentially their fullback. But at 6'7", 270, he's a monster back there. And during the first time the media was able to go into practice and watch a little bit, you saw him line up in the backfield as kind of a lead blocker for Brock Purdy. And that's what they like about him so much is at his size, and he's actually a little bit more athletic than maybe his size would lend you to believe he is. So they like him as kind of a chess piece because they have solid quote-unquote tight ends in Charlie Kohler and Chase Allen who look a little bit more like, you know, you think tight ends do. Dylan Sainer can kind of be that guy that moves around in the backfield and go catch passes if he's called upon, and then he can line up at tight end as well. So he just adds another piece of versatility to the offense for him, and they're really excited about him to kind of see that shown in the light a little bit more now that he's going to take over Sam Steenbuckner's role.
And what opportunities will the media get with the football staff this weekend, Dylan?
Nothing this weekend, and we're actually going to you know, off from formal availabilities until next Thursday. Matt Campbell will come over and meet with us, and then he'll have a follow-up teleconference a couple days later. So spring ball is unfortunately kind of going to a close here.
Good stuff. Dylan, listen, thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend, okay?
Yeah, you too, guys. Thank you.
All right, he's the voice of the Vikings. The Vikings play here, home and away. Let's get right to him. He's Paul Allen, the voice of the Minnesota Vikings. P, it seems like it's been a long time since we've spoken. How are you?
Yeah, what you guys doing, man? Up here, we're excited for the draft, now less than 2 weeks away, the NFL draft, that is. And, you know, even though the Wild are not in the postseason, the Stanley Cup playoffs are still fun. The soccer team, if you're into that, Minnesota United, they have their home debut this weekend at Allianz Field. and the Twins can hit the bleep out of the ball. So it's pretty good right now.
No, Twins are off to a good start. Enjoying watching that team, no doubt about it. Well, let's get into the draft, Paul. And, boy, it's really difficult, and I don't know how much you pay attention to mock drafts, but I do, and it's hard to find one that doesn't have the Vikings taking an offensive lineman with their first pick in the first round, which would be number 18. Do you get the sense that that's where they're leaning?
Yeah, that's the way I would bet, Kenny. And, you know, I know you being a former track announcer that you are bet-trained. So if I were to bet, I would go that way, offensive lineman at 18. I do look at mock drafts because I think they're fun to look at. I do not take them super seriously because of the inaccuracy of the actual draft coming up in less than 2 weeks. And I'm not knocking those who do mocks. But it's basically impossible to have a winning record with these mocks. So, yeah, I would bet offensive line for the Vikings at 18.
So offensive line, either guard or tackle, certainly a position they're going to be looking at there. If their draft board, if some of the prospects they like are taken there, I know tight end's a position, maybe later in the draft they could go, but if they become enamored with a couple of guys here from Iowa, Noah Fant or T.J. Hockenson, and those offensive line positions are already kind of picked over at 18, any shot at all you can see a Hawkeye making their way up north?
Well, you would have to define picked over because it's my belief around here. They think there are anywhere between 12 and 14 offensive linemen who can play right now. It's an incredibly deep draft with guards and centers, and there are some tackles you can get. And from a tackle standpoint, you know, I'm a Riley Reiff guy. I like how Riley operates. I think he's still good, but he is in the second half of his career. So, you know, you need to consider a contingency plan for Riley. So if they take a tackle at 18, do they move Riley to guard? They signed Josh Klein from Tennessee in the offseason. I would make him favored to be a starting guard into 2019. So they still kind of need a guard spot. You know, when you say picked over, I still do not see them going outside of offensive line at 18, honestly, no matter who's gone.
A couple of names maybe make sense, Paul. John and Williams from Alabama, Bradbury from North Carolina State, normally a center, and outline still there. But what about those two names? Either of those two move the needle, do you think?
Yeah, I like them both a lot. For what the Vikings do, specifically with the addition of Gary Kubiak to the coaching staff. The offensive coordinator is Kevin Stefanski. His right-hand man is Gary Kubiak, who's been to 7 Super Bowls, and he won Super Bowl 50 as coach of the Broncos. So there will be an aspect to movement with the offensive line that I think will be different than what we've seen in recent past. I think it will benefit Kirk Cousins and the play action. I think it will benefit Dalvin Cook and stuff laterally. And Garrett Bradbury, for me, would be fantastic. I have no idea where he's supposed to go in the draft. But after, you know, doing radio shows from the Indianapolis Combine, I was not super familiar with Bradbury. When I left Indianapolis, he was my guy because I just heard so many of the right things about him from the right people. And that's more so league-wide outside of the Vikings. Now, if they take him, then now they have to make a decision. Do we use Elfline as center or guard? Pat won a national championship with Ohio State playing guard. So they would have position flexibility. I think either one of those guys you mentioned definitely are options.
Safety, another position maybe later on they're going to be looking at. You got Harrison Smith, who is a star. The story of Anthony Harris last year was one of the great ones, I thought, of the Vikings. But a local last year gave him really nothing. Sendejo has been released and an injury-plagued career with him. Deeper on, are there some safety names that you're even looking at, or is it just fourth, fifth round? We're probably going to take a shot at a safety position.
Well, nothing from the safety standpoint. You see, when it comes to drafting defense, and they're really good at finding players like Anthony Harris or Daniil Hunter in the third round. You know, Holton Hill is facing a 4-game suspension. Holton is pretty good, and they got him in college free agency. Likewise for defensive end Tashaun Bauer. So I don't put a ton of time into certain defensive names deep in the draft. You know, the way I'm looking at it, again, less than 2 weeks from the draft with the right to change the opinion the next time we chat, is I would like them to take offensive linemen at 18. I would like them to take offensive linemen at 50. Then after that, I'm going to start thinking tight end, wide receiver, defensive lineman, linebacker. The leading tackler for the 2018 Golden Gophers, Blake Cashman, he's a Minnesotan who I think fits what they want to do with the Vikings. You know, I could see them considering him middle of the draft, but I definitely want to focus heavily on offensive linemen with two of the first three picks.
PA, who did the Vikings lose in free agency that, you know, might leave a mark? Who was that one guy that you weren't able to keep that it's disappointing that he won't be part of this team?
Well, they were not able to retain Sheldon Richardson, but they re-signed Shamar Stephen. Sheldon is a better pass rusher than Shamar, but Shamar is markedly better against the run than Sheldon. So I think that's going to kind of offset a little bit. Outside of that, you know, I liked Latavius Murray as a backup to Dalvin a lot. And, you know, he went to New Orleans, and I'm not sure what they're going to do with the backup spot, but it'll probably be a bruising kind of back. With the free agents they lost, honestly, they didn't really lose anybody, in my opinion, that will take away from wins for the Vikings. Had they lost Anthony Barr, that would have been devastating, but they didn't.
Yeah, you know what? Let's go to that story, because I think it's remarkable that apparently, PA, that it all came down to the relationship he has with Mike Zimmer, that, boy, it looked as though he was going to be a Jet when he went to bed. He got up the next morning. He just couldn't leave this Vikings franchise. That had to resonate, I think, in that locker room a little bit.
Well, Anthony, I know Anthony very well, and I'm very fond of him. Anthony is a soft-spoken creature of habit kind of guy. And, you know, I truly believe when he says that he laid there and thought about his decision all night, talked to his mom and some of his teammates, you know, I honestly think it hit Anthony. Do I really want to play in the shadow of New York City? Do I really want to go to a different conference? Do I really now want to be a 5.5-hour flight from San Pedro, California, where my family lives? So, and then you put the Zimmer aspect in it too. So, yeah, it surprised me that Anthony did that. I'm very happy he did. Anthony is a fantastic human being, and I'm really glad he's on this team.
So as I was sitting in U.S. Bank Stadium in your fine city on Saturday night, Michigan State, Texas Tech playing game two, cut away during one of the timeouts. Kirk Cousins was shown on the big screen. Michigan State fans with some applause and some mild clapping from the Viking fans that were in attendance, I would guess. But then Patrick Mahomes was announced, and the place went wild. And wasn't wild, it wasn't just Red Raider fans. It was everybody inside the building. How does Minneapolis and Viking fans as a whole feel right now about their quarterback, Kirk Cousins?
Well, I mean, first of all, Patrick Mahomes is more popular than Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. Whether you're dealing with this market or a national market, he's a polarizing figure. Mm-hmm. In this market, for the money, Kirk Cousins, for what he was signed, you know, you're going to have a class envy part of the conversation that is going to be associated with Kirk pretty much all of his run here. So Kirk had 4,000 yards and 30 TDs, and he had markedly more touchdowns than interceptions. During the season, we failed to run the ball and fired the offensive coordinator, and the offensive line was bottom echelon. So, you know, season two is very big for Kirk Cousins. The Vikings have a lot of stability with their offense, with Stefanski and Kubiak. They have addressed the offensive line. They will address it more, and Kirk's very comfortable with what's going on here. So expect bigger and better things from Kirk this year, and when that happens, more fans will embrace him.
Last thing for Paul Allen, the voice of the Minnesota Vikings, PA. Let's talk division-wide. Is there a team, the Packers, the Bears, or the Lions, that you thought got markedly better, at least to this point in free agency?
Well, I can't say better. You know, I like some of the players Green Bay has signed defensively, but I still think they have work to do. And, of course, I love Aaron Rodgers. He's super good. But his coach has never been a head coach. In Chicago, they have wonderful talent. Their defense is still one of the best in the NFL. Losing coordinator Vic Fangio to Denver, yep, That's big. That is very, very big. And I'm curious to see how their defense responds. And in Detroit, you know, they played some New England Patriots-related fantasy football this offseason when they moved on a former Patriots, Justin Coleman, Trey Flowers, and Danny Amendola. So, you know, I'm curious to see how those guys work out there. I think the teams definitely got better, but I don't think anybody got so much better where I'll head into the season thinking the Vikings can't win the division, because I know they can.
Mm. Well, PA, I'm headed to Vegas this weekend, actually next week. So the win totals are out some places. 9 seems like a pretty good number for your Vikings.
Yeah, that's it. It's way too early for me to analyze the over-unders on football teams. Baseball's in play, and, you know, how many days are you there?
4.
These Twins hit the hell out of the ball, and they've beaten Corey Kluber and Jacob DeGrom. And in a game they lost to Syndergaard, where a relief pitcher messed it up in the middle of the game, they still scored 6. The Twins can beat any team anywhere in Major League Baseball because of how well they hit the ball. Keep that in mind.
Music to my partner Trent Condon's ears. PA, thank you. We'll try and run you down draft week. Appreciate you giving us some time.
Anytime. Good catching up. Bye.
Good catch up with you, Paul Allen, the voice of the Minnesota Vikings. Brought to us by Mr. Executive, MrExecutive.com. Appreciate any opportunity we can get, Trent Condon, to have PA on a great addition to our program, and you will hear him a whole bunch during the fall. On Fridays, probably. We're so jammed on Fridays.
Maybe early in the week. His schedule, obviously, with the radio voice.
Yep.
He gets Zimmer at certain times, so we'll plan it out. We'll get it figured out at some point. We got a full week.
We do. We've got some time to do that. Well, yes. We don't have any much more time to give away Claxon's Barbecue, so let's do this. We will give you an opportunity. The first 4 callers right now with 284-5966, 284-5966. We will give you 4 sporting events. You give us 4 answers. If you are right, you'll get a $35 gift certificate. The runner-up will get $25. If it comes to a tiebreaker, I'm going to give you the tiebreaker. Trent came up with this one. Interesting. I like it.
NBA playoffs start tomorrow night.
Right.
Or tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, Monte Morris and the Denver Nuggets take on the Spurs.
Mm-hmm.
Total points and assists combined for Mr. Monte Morris.
Points and assists for Morris. So he's going to play.
Yes.
So he gets, 6 points, 6 assists. Well, okay.
Closest without going over.
Right. So I think some zeros will be coming to play. If you're getting a ring in your ear, you are in. Stay right there. If you're getting a busy tone, you're going to have to wait for another week. We'll give away Claxon's Barbecue next. Miller and Condon, Des Moines Sports Station, 1460.
Out on Facebook.
Hawkeyes, Cyclones, Panthers, and Bulldogs. Yeah, we got that covered. This is Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Hey, welcome back, Miller and Condon. Final night for that Knights of Columbus Norwalk Fish Fry. Chris Shipley and the crew down there, apparently they've had really good support.
Great to hear.
Absolutely. Happy to help them out. Let's give away some barbecue, shall we? Claxon's 3131. 8th Street in Altoona, ClaxonBBQ.com. If you want to check out the menu, we're going to give you 4 games and a tiebreaker. If you get the most correct, you will get a $35 gift certificate. The runner-up, $25. Mark, Jim, Tyler, and Nate in that order. Mark, you were first in. You go first. Mark, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing well. Have you had a good week?
I have.
Let's top it off with some BBQ. How about that?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Will an American win the Masters?
Yes.
The Winnipeg Jets host the St. Louis Blues tonight in Game 2. The Blues are up 1-0. Who do you like, Winnipeg or St. Louis in the NHL tonight?
Where is it?
Winnipeg.
I'll take Winnipeg.
Brewers and the Dodgers, a 3-game set at Dodger Stadium. Who will win this weekend series?
Brewers.
Iowa Wild host the Chicago Wolves tonight, downtown Des Moines. Wild or Wolves?
Wild.
Here's the tiebreaker, closest without going over, Mark. Monte Morris, total points and assists, game 1 against San Antonio on Saturday.
3.
Thanks, Mark. Have a good weekend.
Yep, thank you.
I appreciate you chiming in here. Let's get Jim next. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Good. How's it going, guys?
Good. American win the Masters?
Yes.
Blues or the Jets in Winnipeg tonight?
Blues.
Brewers and they're disqualified.
That's an automatic loss in your book.
Brewers, Dodgers, 3-game set in Los Angeles. Who wins this series?
Dodgers.
All right. Iowa Wild, Chicago Wolves tonight. Who do you take?
Iowa.
Total points and assists for Monte Morris in Saturday's game.
4.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You have a good weekend. Tyler is next. Hey, Tyler.
Hi.
Does an American win the Masters?
Yeah.
Blues or Jets tonight in Winnipeg?
Jets.
Brewers-Dodgers, 3-game set, Dodger Stadium. Who wins this weekend series?
Dodgers.
Wild and the Wolves in downtown Des Moines. Who you got tonight?
I'll go with Chicago.
Monte Morris, total points and assists. Game one tomorrow against the Spurs. Closest without going over, Tyler?
14.
14. Thank you, sir. You have a good weekend. And Nate brings Klaxons to a close for another week. Hi, Nate.
Hello.
Does an American win the Masters?
Yes.
Jets or Blues tonight?
Jets.
Brewers-Dodgers, 3-game set in L.A. Who will win this weekend series?
Dodgers.
Iowa Wild, Chicago Wolves, downtown Des Moines. Who have you got in this one?
Wild.
Minnesota, Monte Morris, total points and assists, game one against the Spurs. Closest without going over, Nate?
20.
20. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. You have a good weekend. And thank you to Klaxons BBQ. Klaxons, 3131 8th Street in Altoona, in business for 21 years. Terrific food. Check them out online, klaxonbbq.com. All right, Trent Condon.
Final moments.
What are you doing tonight? Betting-wise, do you have anything?
Nothing that I'm solid on. I told you I took that Boston Celtics future, mm-hmm. like that one.
By the way, you were right on Caratini when we opened the show. You thought 3-4 might be a tad mm-hmm. low. What's the bone he broke again?
The hamate bone.
Yeah, you thought that might be. And now they have revised the forecast that he'll be sidelined to maybe 6 weeks.
Ooh.
Boy, he's off to a good start,
yes,
too.
Yes, he was.
Good start. Angels in Wrigley Field this weekend, and Mike Trout is iffy. Did you see that? For all three of them.
How much would that
sell? Oh, my
You're
God.
Excited to see Mike Trout. You Brutal. Get it every, what, 5 years?
Yeah, he doesn't. He may not play. All right, Murph and Andy today at 2. Sipker's a part of that as well. Fanatics at 4. We'll start another week with the Morning Rush at 6 for Trent Condon, Ken Miller. Miller and Condon on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
1460 KXNO.